Hi, VoiceTubers. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm Priscilla. Today's topic is how to make yourself study when you have zero motivation. Have you ever sat in front of the desk, yet you couldn't really do anything? What can we do when that happens? What can we do to motivate ourselves and get into the working mode as soon as possible? If you want to know, check out our video today. Now, let's read our sentence. There's a big difference between your state of mind before you start working and your state of mind once you're in the flow state, once you're immersed in your project. The trick is just getting yourself there. Have you noticed the difference between your working mode and your zero motivation mode? What's the trick that you use to motivate yourself? Okay, let's read our sentence one more time, this time a little bit slower. There is a big difference between your state of mind before you start working and your state of mind once you're in the flow state, once you're immersed in your project. The trick is just getting yourself there. Now, let's look at our vocabularies today. Our first word is difference. Difference 是名词, 差异, 差别的意思. 例句会是, when you are in an exotic country, embracing the cultural differences can help you fit into the society a lot better.
当你身处异国, 拥抱文化差异能帮助你更好地融入社会。 这边可以注意到, cultural difference 是文化差异的意思。 另外, fit into the society 就是融入社会。 这些字可以记下来，可以用在作文或口说上面哦。 另外, 差异、差别如果变成动词的话就是differ。 differ是动词、不同、相异的意思。 那例句会是, though they are brothers, their appearances differ considerably from each other. 虽然他们是兄弟,他们的外表差异非常的大。好,让我们看到第二组单字,state
of mind。 state of mind是, 心情、心理状态的意思。 例句会是, keeping yourself in a positive state of mind before the exam is very important.
在考试前保持正向的心情是很重要的。另外和state
of mind相关的一个字是mindset. Mindset是名词思想倾向、思维方式的意思。那例句会是, it's difficult to understand people because everyone has different mindset.
要了解人很困难,因为每个人都有不同的思维模式。好,让我们看到第三组单字,flow.
Flow是名词,流,流动的意思。 那例句会是, I want to feel the flow of blood and the blowing wind. It's how I know I'm alive.
我想要感受血液的流动和吹动的风,这让我知道我活着。这句是不是有点浪漫呢?
好,另一个字和flow有关的是flourish。 flourish是动词,植物的茂盛、繁茂或者是蓬勃发展的意思。 例句会是, his company flourished over the past few years. 他的公司在过去几年繁荣发展。 这边可以注意到公司的蓬勃发展或繁荣发展不只可以用grow或是prosper,也可以用flourish。 好,下一个字是immerse。 Immerse是动词,使浸没的意思。 例句会是, when I was a kid, I immersed myself in the fantasy of Harry Potter's world.
当我还是小孩的时候,我沉浸于哈利波特世界的幻想中。
另外,和immerse很像的一个字是immense。 immense是形容词巨大的,广大的的意思。 例句会是, I spent an immense amount of time on perfecting my project. Hopefully my professor will like it.
我花了好多时间在我的计划上,希望我的教授会喜欢。这边要注意到的是,
perfect这个形容词在当动词用的时候是perfect,重音放在后面, 所以是perfecting my project, not perfecting my project. 大家要注意perfect这个动词的发音哦。 另外,immense也可以用在形容很多的时间, 是immense amount of time. 所以下次在写作文的时候就不会只用 a lot of time, 可以用 immense amount of time 来形容你用了花了很多时间。好,让我们看到最后一组单字,trick.
Trick 是名词，诡计骗局的意思。例句会是 Don't play any nasty tricks on me, or I will make you regret it. 不要用恶心的手段耍我，否则我会让你后悔的。Play trick on someone 是固定用法，可以表示耍手段，对谁耍手段。另外，后面这个 I will make you regret it 会比 you will regret it 还要来得强烈，更像威胁一点。Make you regret it， 让你后悔。好，另一个和 trick 有点像的字是 treat。Treat 是名词，请客的意思。那例句会是 Don't worry about the money, it's my treat. 别担心钱，我请客。另外这个 treat 也是 Halloween 的 trick or treat 的那个 treat。 Okay, that's it for today. Hope you enjoy the show and have a wonderful day. Today's question is, what's your trick to motivate yourself?Please feel free to share your answer and leave a comment below. See you next time, VoiceTubers!